What would you call that?
What is the last thing?
You got a big X-shaped frame. You're going to lay a piece of wood across it to chop it up into stove lengths.
I got three of them right out there.
There's a smaller one that you don't use for chopping wood, but like painters use it. It's kind of an A-shaped frame. Well, you stop me when you think of it, okay? You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
Okay. And you sharpen an old-fashioned straight razor on a leather
strap.
Okay. And if you're shooting a shotgun and you have to eject the thing that after you shot it, you have to get rid of the empty what?
Shell.
Okay. What's another word for shell?
Huh?
What's another word for shell?
What's the number?
What's another word for it? Instead of shell, you might say the empty. What?
Empty shell.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. If you saw some children out on a playground and they had a long wooden thing like this, and there was a kid on one end and a kid on the other. They're going up.
Seesaw.
Okay. And you might say, hey, look at those kids. They are.
Seesawing.
Okay. And did you ever see a limber plank that was fixed at both ends? And it's sort of limber in the middle, and kids can get on it and jump up and down? You ever see one of those? It's a homemade kind of thing?
You see them in these yards around.
Yeah. What would you call that? What would you call it?
Well, the exercise bars, I reckon.
Okay. Well, what would you call a plank that was, you just made it at home, and it was long like this, and it was fixed in the middle, and a kid could get on each end, and they could go around and around like that? What would you call that?
Hobby horse.
Okay. If you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a tire on it, then you've got a...
With what on?
A tire. With a tire, a rope on a tree limb, and a
tire. You got
a
swing.
Okay. what do people used to carry coal in? What people used to carry coal in?
Scuttle.
Okay. And what do you call that thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
Flue.
Okay. What's the difference between the flue and the stovepipe?
Well, the flue is generally made out of brick or rock. Stovepipe's made out of tin.
But do they do the same thing, or do you have to have both of them, or what?
No. If you got that fireplace, that's all it needs, fireplace.
Yeah.
If you got a stove, you got to have stovepipes. They're about that long.
Yeah.
About 6 inches across.
Uh-huh.
And there's a collar on the stove, and the first pipe fits over that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're round, sometimes they're kind of that shape.
Yeah, oval kind.
But they'll fit on there, six-inch stovepipe.
Uh-huh.
And then the other end stays round, you put your other pipe on.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Up into your ceiling, whatever your flue is.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a galvanized iron flue that goes from the ceiling through your roof, or you may have brick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What would you call a small vehicle that you use to carry grass or leaves, and it has one wheel usually, and you...
Lawnmower?
Use it to carry stuff. Use it to carry bricks, maybe. You might use it to carry bricks. You're just going to carry the bricks around. And it's got one little wheel, and you pick up the bricks like
this. Oh, a wheelbarrow?
Okay. what would you sharpen a pocket knife on? What would you sharpen a pocket knife on?
Whetstone.
Okay.